This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
11 after 5, it is Capricorn FM, Limpopo Sounds Frequency, Tuesday. It's time for us to check out Tech Tuesday.
Yes, and I'd like to just start by taking it back to Sunday. The Department of Basic Education said that they were committing to eradicating pit latrine toilets at schools by the end of 2025. And if you do know that KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape and Limpopo have remained the provinces where pupils are most subjected to inappropriate sanitation. In 2014, Michael Komape also drowned in a pit right here in Limpopo. So the Section 27, in partnership with Center for Child Law, launched a tool at the Human Rights Festival at Constitution Hall just last week Friday to launch a tool that is called the Michael Komape Sanitation Progress Monitor. And joining us on the line to unpack this cool feature for us is Director of Media Hack, Mr. Alistair Otter. And Media Hack actually worked on developing the Michael Komape Sanitation Progress Monitor. Hello, Mr. Alistair. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing well, thank you. And yourself?
We are fantastic. I'm even much more stoked to actually have a conversation with you about this Michael Komape Sanitation Progress Monitor. And I think the grandest way to actually start it off is just for you to explain to us what exactly the Michael Komape Sanitation Progress Monitor actually is.
Very briefly. So, I mean, as you said, Michael Komape in 2014 died in a pit toilet. And Section 27, who kind of drove this project, have been in and out of the courts since that time on behalf of the family to try and get the sanitation situation improved. And we've been kind of working with Section 27 since around about 2018 now. And one of the problems that we've always seen is that the data that's available around how many toilets there are, and that is very, very hard to get hold of. And it's kind of very hard to make sense of. And so the tool itself is designed to try and give people an insight into what data is available, how many schools need attention, how many toilets have been fixed, and how the kind of what progress has been made towards fixing the toilets or replacing the toilets in schools. So it's an attempt, and it's quite an extensive attempt to try and kind of put a number to the data so that we can kind of make sense of it and hold some people responsible for what's happening in the schools or not happening in the school.
All right, Alistair, maybe also just, clear us up when it comes to this. It is called a tool, okay? What type of tool is it? Is it a digital tool? Is it an app? Is it a web-based tool? How does one get to access that?
Yeah, probably tool is the best name for it, although some people have called it an app. It's a tool, really. The best way to access it is via the Section 27 website, which is section27.org.za. It's on the top of their webpage at the moment. It's a web-based tool. Really, it's a tool in the sense that anyone can use it and kind of go through it. And I mean, I can go through the details of it, but it collects as much data as possible so that people can see, like, what the big picture is and then also see what the situation is at particular schools. So if you're in the Limpopo region and you have family members or you're a learner at a school, you can go in and look at the school that you're at or have involvement with and see what the department says is the situation in your school and check whether that's actually true. And that's been a big part of this process. Has been oftentimes we're finding that the department says that school A, B, and C are fine and don't need attention, but in reality that they do, or they don't have school, water or toilets. So it's a tool in the sense that people can go in and look at the things that they are familiar with and try and compare it with the reality.
Mm. All right. Not okay.
And how effective has this tool been in terms of holding the Department of Education accountable with regards to sanitation and especially eradication of pit toilets in schools?
The tool itself is still very, very new, but the process is quite a long one. And as I say, it goes back to about 2018, and it's been an ongoing court case. I mean, I think that the effectiveness tool rests on people kind of taking a look at it, as I say, and looking at it and seeing what the situation is and evaluating it. I think what we have seen is that particularly the Department of Education in Limpopo has been less than forthcoming in many cases with the information on what's happening in the school. So I think for a long time, what we were trying to do, what Section 27 was trying to do, was get the courts to enforce some progress. And then also, and now we've realized that actually we need people to start taking individual action. So people need to be aware of what the situation is. So, for example, December last, in 2021, there were 363 schools that we know of that only had pit toilets. Mm. We've managed to get to the point where there's 210 schools in January this year that still only have pit toilets. So there is progress, but it's a long way off, considering this Friday, the 31st of March, is the deadline that the Department of Education set itself to eradicate toilets. So there's still a good 200 schools behind at this stage.
Do you think
how do we raise that awareness and get people involved?
Do you think they'd be able to reach the goals by Friday?
No, absolutely not. I think the problem, part of the decision behind making something like this was because we've worked with the data for a very long time. We know that the reports that are coming out from the Departments of Education and various reports that get put out are very often, they change, the numbers are different. So, for example, the department releases data every 6 months on their progress, and they've done 3 reports so far. So far, we know that there's 78 schools that are not accounted for. And if 78 schools are not accounted for, then that means that presumably no budget has been allocated to them. So, you know, the tool really is to try and how do we dig into this and expose as much of it as possible so that people can take action. Because but up to this point, it's been very much in the dark. There's been sort of, well, we have to fix 100 schools or 120 schools, but no one really had a hard number. Now we have a fairly solid number on that.
Mm. All righty. Mr. Alistair Couture, I'm thinking of Alistair Couture. Oh, I'm Otter. So sorry. It's Alistair Otter. Thank you so much. I think you guys are doing an amazing job. I think it's great. Somebody needs to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the tool. And of course, hopefully this is not the last time we have you on the show, and maybe we can talk about other things in the future. All right.
Absolutely. Love
all right.
To.
Cheers. All right.
Thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Director of Media Hack, Alistair Otter, right? I think it's pretty fair for the nation to have a tool like this, which
right?
You can help, you can monitor.
We need more of them, actually. Yeah. Hey? We need more of every promise that is given to us as a nation. We want to see how is it coming along,
Exactly. So shout out to Media Hack for that conversation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.